It's down to the wire. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. For one final weekend, undecided voters are being courted on the campaign trail. In just 3 days, Americans will determine the balance of power in Congress. Democrat Mandela Barnes hopes to unseat Senate Republican Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
We need leaders who share our interests, who know exactly what life is like for the rest of us, what life is like for folks who aren't multi-million dollar donors, what life is like for the people who have to work hard every day, for people who have sometimes have had to struggle to pay the bills.
Barnes campaigning in a suburb of Milwaukee. Georgia's U.S. Senate race is a dead heat. Republican Herschel Walker hopes to run Democrat Raphael Warnock out of office.
Why don't we discuss crime in the streets? Because that's what he got going on. Because remember, he believed in that no cash bail. He believed in releasing prisoners. He believed in not supporting our police.
Another extremely close U.S. Senate race will be decided in Pennsylvania. It's between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz. President Biden will campaign for Fetterman in Philadelphia later. Right now, he's in Illinois talking about saving Social Security and Medicare and lowering drug prices.
We passed the Inflation Reduction Act because it made Medicare stronger. Folks, we pay the highest price for prescription drugs of any developed nation in the world.
Republicans insist White House plans are hurting the economy. As the war in Ukraine rages on, Germany's chancellor is defending his visit to China. Beijing has been cozying up with Russia and has given tacit approval to Moscow's invasion. Olaf Scholz says getting China to openly oppose the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine was reason enough to travel there. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A U.S. airstrike in Somalia has taken out more than a dozen terrorists. U.S. Africa Command says members of Al-Shabaab were targeted as they attacked Somali National Army forces. Officials say no civilians were killed or hurt. Last weekend, a pair of car bombs in the capital of Mogadishu killed at least 100 people. The tornado threat across the southern plains is over. Last night, a series of twisters broke out when cold air from Canada mixed with much warmer temperatures.
Tornadoes ripping through the central U.S., killing one and hurting at least 24 people. Areas close to the Texas-Oklahoma border were hit the hardest, with more than 50 homes damaged or even destroyed.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, power outages are widespread. If you're on the fence about getting the new COVID-19 booster shot, this might help you make the decision.
Pfizer says it has updated its coronavirus booster shot, and it significantly adds to the virus-fighting antibodies in us grown-ups. The drug maker made adjustments to its booster back in September to take on the most common Omicron strain of the bug. The FDA says their latest studies on its effectiveness show that it works, and that should be incentive enough for more Americans to roll up their sleeves. Need proof? A month after getting this new booster, antibody levels in those 55 and older jumped 13 times higher than before the extra dose. Even young adults saw a 9.5-point jump. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Don't bet on China relaxing its zero COVID-19 policy anytime soon. Health officials said today they would stick with it to snuff out outbreaks and stop cases from entering the country. The harsh approach, which includes lockdowns and rigorous testing, continues to hurt China's economy and disrupt daily life. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.